All right, okay, good morning. We're Masechem and Echulin Daf Vav, and we're starting on the Amud, broadcasting from Jerusalem for Hanukkah. So we got up to yesterday, we brought the example of Rabbi Yochanan, where we had the case that Rabbi Yochanan ate from a kuti and Rabbi Asi ate from a kuti, and Rabbi Zera was wondering how this could be, and then he said that obviously Mistoma, that it was all kosher, because even if the Yair, Rashi said over here, Pinchas ben Yair's donkey wouldn't eat treifas, and they also wouldn't eat treifas, right? Of course, okay. The Gemara says, the question now is, we're dealing with, is did Rabbi Zeira, when Rabbi Zeira had that discussion with the Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, right? It was, oh yeah, if you go remember on Hayam would bet, by middle of the Amalei Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Shem lo shama Rebbe Eda b'shein shalom el agabav. The question, we said that Rabbi Gamliel and his Beit Din Nimnu, and they passed in Halacha that you can't eat from a kuti under any circumstances. Right? So his question was, maybe it's only if there isn't a Yisrael Melagabav, but if there is, then you can. That's what we're up to now. We're still busy trying to work out whether Rabbi Zeira accepted the Psak or didn't accept the Psak. Most of Isagadatach lo kibleminei. Now you might think that he never accepted from him. Look at Rashi, lo kibble Rabbi Zeira Rabbi Yaakov. Rashi fills in the missing words there. You think that Rabbi Zeira never accepted from Rabbi Yaakov the Psak? Rabbi Gamliel legamrei asar, my kashya lei. In other words, if Rabbi Gamliel, right, didn't completely annul the story, then what's the problem? Because what was Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Zeira's thinking? He said like this: it must be that these guys wouldn't have eaten treifas, right? So Gemara says, if he never accepted the Psak, then it's quite simple. Lishnei, he could have said to himself, Rashi says, Yalanafshe, say to himself, right? Ki asar Rabbi Gamliel, kesh'ein yishalom el agabav. Right? That when did Rabbi Gamliel say that it's asur? Kesh'ein yishalom el agabav. Kan kesh'ein yishalom el agabav. Kan kesh'ein yishalom el agabav. What's the two different cases? Rabbi Gamliel doesn't speak when a case isn't a yishalom el agabav. And that's when it's asur. But is a Yisrael Gabbav, then it's mutar. And Rabbi Yochanan ate when there was a Yisrael Gabbav. It was, what's a big deal, Rabbi Yochanan? So we see it from the fact that he came up with this whole idea that Rabbi Yochanan obviously couldn't have eaten tripe because of his stomach, etc., etc. Right? El shma minah kibble mina shma minah, that he was makabel from Bezerah, that's asur under any circumstances. If you look at Rashi, Rashi actually makes a bit of sense out of this. Lishin lishne lay. Right, if that was the case, says a via lishani lei lenafshe. That's how you pronounce it, lishani lenafshe. Right, then he say to himself, ki asur ben Gamliel. When Rabbi Gamliel says asur, kesheni shel omer al gabav the late lei lifne ivel loten michshol. Because this concept of lifne ivel loten michshol for kutim is kutim wouldn't care about misleading you. Right, they haven't got such a concept, so they'd mislead you. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel said they went to asur when isn't Israel there because we don't trust the guy on his own. And when did Rabbi Yochanan eat? Obviously, when Yisrael Omer al Gabav. But it's obvious in the fact that he didn't accept Rabbi Zeira's, he didn't accept that. In other words, as far as he did accept it. So, keep him in that. That it's asur completely, that even if Rabbi Yochanan would have eaten it when Yisrael was al Gabav, it still would have been asur. Right? And that was why it was a big deal about that Chachamim wouldn't, Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't bring them a takala. Therefore, it must have been kosher. So that's the end of this. Shema mina, right? Shema mina, and therefore, according to this, it's pashut that Rabbi Gamliel asud it completely, right? So we're right that the takana, that basically under any circumstances it can be done. The Gemara says Shema mina. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "Do my time the Gazru Berabanan? Why did they make this gzeira? What was troubling them? Kihad Rabbi Shimon Lazar." So we've got a case of what happened to Rabbi Shimon Lazar. The Shadra Rabbi Meir Atui Chamra Mi Bei Kuti. Rabbi Meir sent him to bring wine from the Kutim. Ashkecha Husabi, he found an old man over there, right, obviously a wise man. And he said to him, because he quoted a Pasuk, the Pasuk that he quoted, the Pasuk from Mishnah, he says, Vesamta Sakin. Now if you look over here, in the Gemara it's written Sakin with a Samach, right, Sakin being a knife. If you look at the actual Pasuk itself, you'll see Sakin with a Shin. V'asamta sakin b'loecha im ba'al nefesh ata. Now, I don't think anybody really understands what that pasuk means on its own. Gemara explains it over here, and Rashi explains it as well. He says like this, he's an old, wise man, and he said to him, Some tzakim b'loecha im bal nefesh. Something to do with the nafia, and you got to be away. Look at Rashi, yeah. Some tzakim b'loecha pasukum b'sefer Mishlei im bal nefesh ata im adam kasher ata. Bal nefesh is you kosher guy. Can I be pesachim? Bal nefesh lo yotot adam kasher ata b'loecha b'lechayecha. Kolomar b'lechayecha by your cheeks. Says it chazek al yitzrecha velo ta'ase zot. It was be able to control yourself. So you've got a bit of a warning here. He saw this as a bit of a nevuah type warning that he shouldn't take the wine from the kutim. Halacha Shimon Lazar v'siped Rabbi Meir, went to Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir was the one that gazar alehin. Rabbi Meir was the one who made the gzaira. The Gemara says, "Ma time? Why did he make the gzaira? What really was bothering them?" Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, Demut Yonah. This is famous, by the way. This Demut Yonah, he saw a figure of a dove. Mitzaulahin Barosh Har Grizim. And you know that to this day, the Karaites, etc., they come from, they hang around Har Grizim. That's where their Beit Mikdash is. Right? Matulim Barosh Har Grizim, Shayu of Dinota. Basically, Abu Zora. That was the story. Look at Rashi there, Mitzulahin, Otama Yoshvim Bahar Grizim. Venasu Mumarim Lavra Kochavim. They were Mumarim, they served Avra Kochavim. Look at Rashi, it's an interesting thing. Vafagav Derov Kutim Lav Mihar Grizim, are you? You know, there wasn't the majority of the Kutim, so maybe it was just a couple of guys. Why are we making a Gzaira against all of the Kutim? Rabbi Meir Latamer, Meir still went according to his time. It was remember consistent with his way of Psak. And what's his way of Psak? The Chayish Lemiuta. Rabbi Meir says, you know, we don't take chances. We don't go after the Rov. We have a Klal Acher Rabbi. Rabbi Meir says, Chayish Lemiuta. Even if there's a Miut, right, we deal with it. And that's Gemara in B'yamot. Katan uktan lo cholti. The Gemara says a katan uktan lo cholti, velo miyavnim. Do you remember? So now a katan and a can't do chalitza, right? You know chalitza, right? If they die, in other words, if the husband dies without children, then the brother does bibum, and if they don't want to get married, he does chalitza. So the Remeir says that a katan and a katana, if they're the ones who fall into that place, they don't do chalitza, velo miyavnim. Do you remember? And then the Gemara said, Amula Remeir. Yafeh amarte lo choltim. We understand why he can't do chalitza. Why? Because the pasuk says the ish, means the adult. Aval mipnei ma lo miyavni. Why can't they do yibum? So Amar la. So he says to him, Katan, why? What are we choshesh for? Listen to this. This is actually got nothing to do with yibum. He says shema yimatze saris and a katana shema timatze alu. We see this right that he might turn out to be a person who can't have children and she as well. And then it's a mekach taut. Right, the wedding's not valid when they prove it later on. V'nimtzu pogim ba'erva. The Gemara says, V'lo amarov katanim enam sarisim. But then we have a chazoka that the majority of guys aren't sarisim, and therefore we should go after the rov. Right? But none the right? None the what? What did he say? Choshashim le'miut. So we see we marry with choshesh le'miut. Right, El Rabbi Meir Latame, the Chayish Lemiut. Vegazar, Ruba Atu Miuta, I'm back in the Gemara, and he was Gozer, Ruba Atu Miuta, the Rov in case of the Miut. Rabbi, and then to summarize this whole story, Vrabban Gamliel Beitino, Nami Krabi Meir Svire Lehu. Amazing, eh? That in the end, we paskin the Halocha, like Rabbi Meir and his, like Rabbi Gamliel and his Beitin, which is Chayish to the Miut, like Rabbi Meir. Okay, so now the Gemara is like this. So now we finish that. The Gemara goes to that pasuk that we quoted earlier on, "Vesamta sakin b'loecha." So it says, "Pashta the crowd." What is it? B'maiketiv? What's going on over here with the pasuk? It says we're talking about what's the pshat of the pasuk. We understand the context we brought over here was like a warning. What's the context? What is the real pshat of the pasuk? What's the talmid shev bnei rabbo? A student sitting in front of his teacher. The tani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia says like this: "Kita shev lilchom et Moshel." When you're sitting there to fight with the Moshe, Rashi says that et Moshel gadol b'torah. Especially in the Beit Midrash, right? We're not fighting physically. Beit Midrash. Bin Tavin Rashi Lepanecha, right? Rashi says here, Bin Tavin. No, it's not Rashi, sorry. Bin Tavin, understand what's going on. Now he brings this our pasuk. V'samta, sakim bluecha, im bal nefesh ata, im yodeya talmid berabo. You know who's teaching you. Sheim yisharenu yashiv lo tam, says Rashi. But you know that if you ask him a question, he'll give you a decent answer. She yodeh lachzi lo tam. Then make an effort to understand what's going on there. Vim lav. If he isn't going to give you proper answers, look at Rashi. Vim lav. Tavin yashir abnecha me'atzmecha. Then ignore him. בלי לקרוא את הסדורות. נכון? מעצמך, ואל תשאל ותביישנו. ושמת סכין בלויך. אני אבי אונק, אם somebody help me there, because that סכין ואל תשאל ותביישנו, are we concerned about embarrassing him, or are we concerned about being embarrassed? I think embarrassing him, right?
Embarrassing the teacher.
Right, embarrassing the teacher. Yeah, that's what I thought. Right, ושמת סכין בלויך. Put a knife there. And Rashi says, betray the heart cry. After this pasuk, ketiv klomar, hitchazek atzmecha, v'atzor picha milisho. Basically, because you don't ask questions, you're not going to get a decent answer, the God's going to make a fool of himself, contain yourself. Right? That's the solution. Stay away from him. Keep away. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef, Shadrei Rabbi Abba. But now we go back to another story of the Kutim. So we finish with the pshat and the pasuk, we're back to the Kutim. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef, Shadrei Rabbi Abahu, latuya chamer beit Kutim. Same idea. Rabbi Yosef sent Rabbi Abahu to bring wine from the beit Kutim. Obviously, we're known as wine merchants. They're obviously wine guys. Right? Ashkehu Ahusaba, same story. He's found an old wise man. The Amalei says, late can Shomer Torah. What you guys are coming? There's no Shomer Torah here. What did you drink from the Kutim? Halach Rabbi Yitzchak, we very much very Rabbi Abu. He went and told Rabbi Abu. Halach Rabbi Abu, we very much Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. And he told them what's going with the Kutim. Velo Zazu Misham Ad She Asaum of Dei Kochavim Gemurim. He says, and as a result of that, Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Ami, right? They made a psak that since we see what's going with the Kutim, right? Kutim of the Avodah Zarah, and we can't have anything to do with it. What says Lemai? What does it mean? Lo zazu misham ad she'asum of dei kochavim gemurim. What do you mean by of dei kochavim gemurim? So he says, ile shchita v'yayin nesech. If we've got to worry about shchita nesech, mihatam gazru ben rabbanam. We already see Rabbi Gamliel's really made the gzaira. Look at Rashi there. Sorry, not Rabbi, mihatam gazru, Rabbi Meir ala yayin, v'Rabbi Gamliel acharav ala shchita. We already had Rabbi Meir, we saw the previous gemurim, Rabbi Meir on the Yawan, when the previous guy came with the, when Rabbi Meir sent Rabbi Shimon Lazar, and with Rabbi Gamliel and his baiting with regards to the Shechita. So what do you mean, the Lo Zazu Misham? The Gemara says, no, Inu Gazu, look at this, Velo Kiblu Minayu. When Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Meir made the original Gag Zaira, Lo Kiblu. At Rabbi Amiv, Rabbi Asi, Gazru, V'Kiblu Minayu. A couple of years later, a few generations later, they reinstated their Gzaira. Look at Rashi, V'Kiblu Minayu. Lo she'elu gedolim imenu. Don't think, says Rashi, that Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Ami are greater than Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Gamliel. Ela she'bedorosh Rabbi Meir lo ratu lekabel aleihem lifrosh min ha'kutim. Look at that, eh? During Rabbi Meir's time, they didn't want to leave the Kutim. They wanted to do business with the Kutim. They wanted to drink their wine. They weren't ready yet to separate themselves from the Kutim. Lefi shayu reginim bahem. U'bedorosh Rabbi Ami, haya efshar aleihem lifrosh. I'm not trying to advertise here, but if any of you have heard, you know, Noam Eshkoli started putting his sichot from the Shom Shabbos on a podcast. It's very nice, worth listening. So his latest one is on Rabbi Gaon. What's his name? Rav Sadia Gaon. So he speaks there about Rav Sadia Gaon took on the Karaim. Okay, but it's the same sort of idea. You know, it's a process. And he says there, he quotes some professor, says at that time, a third of the Jews were Karaim. Now, we can't understand it.
I heard that.
Okay, you notice that? He quoted that there were a third were Karaim. It's mind-boggling. So, you know, we're talking about, so you can imagine, talking about massive, you know, the Kutim weren't just like a few people. Obviously, I have an idea that these were sects that took on strong and powerful. Okay. So the Gemara says, Lo Zim Shab, Ad She Asum, Vedei Kochavim, Gemara. So we saw, right. So now, Gazru, Rabbi Kiblu Minayu. So my of Vedei Kochavim, Gemurim. So now the Gemara says, what are of Vedei Kochavim, Gemurim? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he says, Levatel Reshut Veliten Reshut. Now this is a little bit complicated. We're not going to spend too much time on it. But it's a din of a mavoi, right? If you've got on Shabbos, if you've got a chatzer, you've got to make a eruv chatzerot between your neighbors, right? Your chatzer goes into like a courtyard. So that if it's Jews, you're meant to make an eruv between them. If it's a Jewish guy, the Shomer Shabbos, you rely on him. So if you forgot to make a chatzer with him, that he can just be mochel you, so to speak, and let you use his reshut. He can't get hana from it, you can get hana from his reshut. If it's a goy, you have to actually rent the place from him. So they made the kutim a din of goy, that you'd have to rent the place from them. You couldn't basically just be mevatel the reshut with them on the Eruv. Okay? So that was the idea. So mevatel reshut, reshut. She'eru meshameh shifto reshut. Right? We've got our... If he was a guy, right? He says like this. He says, Yisrael mumar... Like a brighter we learned. Yisrael mumar meshameh shifto reshut. If he's a Yisrael mumar, doesn't keep all the mitzvahs. But nonetheless, he keeps Shabbos in the shuk. Right, what do you mean in the shuk? Befarhesia. Right? Look at Rashi there. Meshamer shabto b'shuk. Befarhesia. In public. Avabi shehu mumar lechalo betzina. Even though at home he does his own business. Right? Haruhu ki Yisrael. And therefore you can rely on him. You can use him. You can do the area with him. Im lav. Im lo irev sham shcheno. O shchena b'chatzer. O b'mavoi. Noten mishuto v'dayo. Can just give them the reshut. It's good enough. However, if he's a mevatel, but if he isn't, doesn't keep Shabbos, even faresia, is mechalsos faresia, ain't a mevatel reshut, nutien reshut. Why? Yipnei shamru, Yisrael den reshut mevatel reshut, uvoved kochavim ad she yiskor. So, it's a bit harsh words here, right? Let's remember that today, not shomer Shabbos is not the same din, right? Because today we say the guys are tinok she nishbu, they don't even know what's going on, we weren't brought up the same. Can't compare. We know. I don't think anybody would say today that a Jew doesn't keep Shomer Shabbos like an Oved Kochavim. But definitely, the Kutim had this status. The Mishnah says, now, the Gemara says, how do you do things? Kaitzad. Amaru Shoti Kenui Alach Shoti Mevutelet Lach Kana Ve'en Tzurich Liskot. Don't do any Masi Kinyan whatsoever. Rabbi Zair, Rabbi Asi. Okay. So that is the end of that story. And they were Gozer on them like of Day Kochavim. And therefore, we could not, if they were our neighbors, we were in trouble with them. We didn't do a proper Maase Kinyan on the Chatzer or Mavoy for Shabbos. Okay, new story now, again, of another way, case of how bad these Kutim were. Rabbi Zari, Rabbi Asi, Iklu lepundaki deyai. Rashi says, Yapundaki deyai, Shem Ha'ir. He says, V'amei Ha'aretz Ayu, they were all Amaratzim, V'chashudin ala demai. Right, and we will remember, Amaretz, right, so we say that even Amaretz takes Truma, right, but we've got to worry about Maase Rishon, etc. Right, so Choshed ala demai, never took off their proper masot. Umishum the aitinan leel behem tanshil tzadikim. Okay, sorry, so this is about the tzadikim. Since we put earlier on the case of the story of Pinchas ben Yair's donkey and how Chachamim Hashem looks after animals of tzadikim, so much more of tzadikim, the same story. Nakat, right? Nakat va'at, that's why Rashi says, this is why I brought the story here. Va'ati lehenech shmaite the mairi nami b'chihai gavna. Same story. So it's like this. So now we've got to be Zerin of Asi Iklu Lepundaki Deyai. I to the Kamai Beitzim and Metzumakot Beyai. They brought them, they served them up here eggs that were Metzumakot. Rashi said Metzumakot, that they were like roasted a lot, very well roasted. He said, Lashon Mitztamek V'yafri, on Shabbos you go with food, right? The question, can you cook food, can you put cooked food on Shabbos, leave it a hurtri? If it's Mitztamek V'yafri, you've got to be much more careful. Mitztamek means it like gets very, like dries up, shrinks, but it gets better as it cooks. So these eggs were metzumakot, roasted in wine, in like a wine sauce. Rabbi Zaira lo achal. Rabbi Zaira never ate the wine, right? Why? Because he was choshesh that they never took the masot from the wine, that from the grapes, right? Rabbi Zaira achal. Rabbi Zaira ate. Amar Rabbi Zaira Rabbi Yasi. He says, "V'lo chayish ma'ale tarovet demai." Aren't you worried about having a mixture of demai here? That maybe in this wine there could be demai that they never took truman maser. I'm a lava datai. She didn't even enter my mind. Not a problem for me. Right? I'm a Bizeira. So Bizeira says like this. He says to himself now, Efshar gazru ala tarovet demai. Could it be the Chamim gozer on a tarovet demai? Now we're going to see now an interesting aloha. Right? There's demai when the fruits are lying in front of you, or if there's a barrel of wine in front of you, you've got to be choshesh. But maybe if it's mixed up in a mixture, already in like the cook, you might have to worry about demai. He says, could it be the Chamim gozer on the tarovet, on this mixture? And it's going to create a situation, and Hashem will allow Rav Asi to eat an Isur. He says, with Pinchas ben Yair's animal, Hashem was sure that you only eat kosher. Tzadikim atzman lo kosher kain. Here, wouldn't it be that with Tzadikim, how much more so they'd be saved from this? Nafak Rabbi Zaira dak vashkach. So he went out and he did a bit of research. Look at Rashi says there, the third white light. Sorry? And Rabbi Zaira said there, look at Rashi, the third white lines of Rashi at the very beginning. Dak v'ashkach, he went and he found, the law gazru. They weren't gazru. In other words, the fact that Rabbi Yassi ate was not a problem. And he brings a Mishnah. Right, we've got a Mishnah over here. Rashi, Mishra Shasa, it's a brighter. The Tanya. Right? Halokeach yayin the tait letocha murias. If you're going to take wine to put into a murias, right? A murias is like a mixture, right? Which has got all different types of stuff in it, right? It's got oils and all that sort of stuff. Or letocha alontit, or some other type of mixture. Karshinin lasot men techinin, or other types of vegetables to do, make your food, and adashim and lentils to put in the resisin. Chayav mishum demai. Here you chayav, when you take the actual vegetable or the fruit itself on its own. V'ain tzarich lomar mishum vadai. Obviously, if we're worried about demai, we have to even mention vadai. It wasn't Truman Master. You're definitely going to be choshesh. V'ain atzman mutarin. Right, but the actual mixtures, all these mixtures you speak about over here, ha'alontit, or ha'tchinin, or ha'resisin, they themselves are mutar. Why? Mipnei shehein tarovet. Because if it's brought to you in a tarovet, you don't have to worry about the demai. The Gemara says, what, v'lo gazru ha'tarovet demai? We weren't gazru on demai in a mixture? V'hatan, you got a bright ha'noten, l'shechenoto isalafot. If you give your neighbor a dough to bake, right? And you give it the actual dough, you say, please bake it in your oven, or you give her a pot of food, you say, please cook it for me. Eino choshesh l'seor v'tavlin sheba, right? You have to worry about the seor or the spices. Lo mishum shvit v'lo mishum maser, right? There's this on the seor or the tavlin. But if you said to her, if you gave her yours to bake or to cook, im amar la asar li mi shelichi. But if you asked her to make it for you from her own stuff, choshesh the sor v'tavlin sheba, you do have to worry about the sor v'tavlin sheba. Why? El mishum shvit mishum maser. So we see over here that you are choshesh, even when she brings it back to you as it already cooked already in the mixture. The bride says you still gonna be worried. So how can you tell me you aren't choshesh on the tar of it? The Lord says no. Shani atam dechevan dekamar la'asili mishelichi keman da'arif b'yadayim dabi. He says no, it's a little bit different. There, because you asked her to do it for you, it's as if you did it yourself. And when you did it yourself, you took those vegetables, you stuck them into the bowl yourself, you were meant to be choshesh before you made the tar of it. And she's basically your shlicha, as if you did it yourself. That's the first answer. Raphaim gives another answer. He says, Sha'ani sor v'tavlin. He says, the time abid. Those spices and the sor that you put in there, that like heavy dough, right, is different. Why? Because it's for ta'am, for flavoring, v'ta'am lo batil. And therefore their flavoring is low batil, therefore it's a davar, it's a milta, right? We looked at it before. So if it's low batil, so therefore it isn't really, even though it's in a tarovet, they stand on their own, and that it's not considered a tarovet. That would be the answer. So the Gemara says, wait a second. We aren't worried, they might mix it around. So you're saying if it's master, what if you gave her stuff which was, even giving it to the goy? You got another chashashavia. Velichluchu, she might mix it. But now we go to Mishnah. Right? We've got a Mishnah over here in Demai, which is Aloten Lechamoto. Yeah, you give to your mother-in-law. Right? Maser, Echunoten La, Echunoten Le Man. You've got to take Maser both for what you give her before you give it to her. Even what she gives you back, you've got to take Maser. Why? Because Bichoshe, she might have mixed it up. Why? Mimnei Shechashuda Mechlev Mekalkel. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Mimnei Shechashuda Mechlev Mekalkel. The third wide lines at the bottom. Imit Kalkel Aleche Mechlifato. Because you gave her bread. She make to make you the bread. Now, if it gets mixed, if it gets damaged, she's gonna switch. Chamatova, right? She's gonna mix it up, right? Hilchach maser chunoten la. You give her what you gave her. The im michlafelei. So you hear chaver zinoten lefanei michshol. Because in case she might give you back something else and eat yours, you don't want her to have a michshol and eat something which wasn't musar. So what? So the Gemara is saying we are choshesh to machlifin. So he says, no, that's different. Well, like Ramati says, a good mother-in-law, yeah. Hatam, Kedetanya, we got a brighter. What's the brighter? Right? The brighter here says, and here, funny enough, the Mishnah Shah says, Kediktani, we learn the Mishnah. Taima, Rabbi Yehuda, Rotzehi betakanat bita ubusha mechatana. She's interested in her daughter. She wants you to be happy. She says, oh, my son-in-law gets this bread, bad bread. Firstly, I'm going to, my daughter's going to be in trouble. I'm not going to look so great. Look at Rashi at the bottom there. She's got good intentions. Says she's got good intentions, but you're going to give it to a goy. We aren't worried about gzeila, but a goy who might just stump switch things for his own betterment. That we aren't worried about. So the other Gemara says, well, we aren't worried about that. You tell me you aren't worried about just a goy switching around to steal for himself? But now we go to Mishnah over here in the Mai as well. An hotel if you come to a hotel, right? Look at Rashi. Lo chashinan shema tachlif lito hayfayaf el atzma. You say we aren't only with a mother-in-law. She's got good intentions to help you. But in a normal case, we aren't really choshesh to chalifin, and a guy wouldn't steal from his son. The Mishnah says, we've got a Mishnah here. He says, you come to a pundaki, to a hotel, like an inn, and now you're going to give the guy there something to cook for you. He says, I'll tell a pundaki shelo, ma'aser etchunoten la, ve'etchunotel himena, mibnei shechashadua b'machlefet. Why? Because I'm concerned. I'm going to give him my food or my bread to my dough to bake, or my food to cook for me. And I'm concerned she might take a switch and take the better one and give back the first one. So therefore, I'm going to do master on what I give her and master on what I take. Look at Rashi there. Here we can't say that she's trying to be a nice guy and help him out. It's a goy. And we aren't worried there. We aren't mentioned specifically about the mitkalkel like we said with the mother-in-law. We are worried about the switching for stealing. What's it now? Same story over there. Hatanami Muriyav Amelish. Also, she's it's out of fear. What does she say? Bar Beirav Lichol Chamim of Ana Echol Karira. She says, you know what? I've got this tzaddik, this Talmid Chochem here. Let him eat the hot food, and I'll eat the cold food. So Gemara says. So the Gemara is still trying to prove the point that we are worried about Hachrafa. What will Lichluf Elo Chashinan? And you try to tell me we still have another proof. Vatanya. Now this is a Tosefti Meshach in Taro. Va'atanya Eshet Chaver. Listen to this. An Eshet Chaver, right, that's a person who's makpid on Tumah and Taro to always eat everything but Taro. Right? That's a Chaver. Eshet Chaver Tochenet im Eshet Am Haaretz. Right? So Rashi says here Tochenet. Right? Mesayat la'anhiget harechayim. She helps her work the grindstone. Kashi Tochenet ha'atvua Eshet Am Haaretz. The Am Haaretz is busy grinding the grindstone, and the Eshet Chaver goes and helps her. Right? So now, the Tosefta says as follows. When does she help her? Bezman shehi tmeya. When she's tmeya. Aval lo bezman shehi tahor. But not when she's tahor. Why? And so Rabbi Shimon says, even when she's tmeya, she can't do it. But let's go to Tadakama. Why can't she do it when she's tmeya, not tahor? So the Gemara says, because her friend, the Eshet Amaretz, will take from the food there and give it to eat. Right? And what are we concerned with? Hashtem Migzal Gzela. We're worried about stealing. So the Gemara says, what? We're worried about stealing. You think stealing, we're not going to worry about just during exchange? Look what's going on. Look at Rashi over here. Right? He says, "Bezman she'eshet chaver tameya, when she's tameya and she's not tahor like lemeichas, we aren't worried. Why? She matishkach v'tite netoch pia davar she'ena musar, that she'll take something not musar that hasn't tumemah said. Why? The kivan tameya he, since she's tameya, ain't a regile liga b'mashi asuka bo shemet tama, because she's a woman who's usually makpid on tahora, so she knows that when she's tameya she can't touch anything." So she won't come to eat anything here. She's going to help from afar. She'll help with the, I don't know, make sure that the water's running down to keep the grindstone turning. But not when she's tahora. Why? Because she's not worried about touching. She might actually eat. And now what's going to happen over here? Now, who's her friend? Whose wheat is she grinding? She's grinding her husband's wheat. Look at this wheat. It's difficult for us to understand this Gemara. Alma says Rashi, she chashuda lignov mishel avala. The woman, the Eshet Amaretz, will steal from her husband to give to her friend. Ulachid et chaverta. Ve'eshet chaver, now the eshet chaver, who's usually makpid, af apish en regila, lo lechol gezel, normally she's makpid betar, she won't eat gezel. Ve'lo lechol davar shel musar, and she won't eat anything that's not antav. Ve'chol zot, yeah, I'm saying, chashil en eshecha, we all worried, why? The avid, inesh, the minshay, ve'achil, ma'aliyah, the people, as a rule, you know, you give them something to eat it, they don't think too much. So when she's betara, she might actually eat it. But she wouldn't do anything else. So now we see over here that we're concerned even that the Eshet Chave, Eshet Amaretz, will steal from her husband to give to somebody. So we aren't worried about making an exchange. The Gemara says, and what is it? Normally, we aren't worried. Here's a case. If we're worried about Gezel, we definitely have to be worried about them exchanging stuff as well. Right, so the Gemara says, Hashta Migzal Gzaila Chalufin Bar Amar Yosef Hata Mami Muri Ab Amra. So he says, no, it's not a case over there. Why? Because what she's going to say, she's going to justify and say, there's no stealing going on over here. Torah Midishai Ka'achil. Right? The ox, when an ox is plowing, so we know that you can't muzzle an ox, right? Lo, I'm so sure, but you show. You can't muzzle an ox when it's plowing. Why not? An ox who's working can eat. So she says to herself, if an ox can eat while he's working, then certainly I can also eat while I'm working. Therefore, there's no gezel over here, and we don't worry. So that's why it's not a good case over here, because they're saying it's not really gezel, so we can't learn from this a case of ichlufa, anything whatsoever. Okay, now we've got a new story over here of Ha'id. In the good Rashi, the second wide lines, you know, sure. Rashi says again, Ha'anam Yishun HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takala Yidei HaTzadikim. To prove again that Hashem doesn't bring a takala to tzaddikim, he's careful not to allow tzaddikim to make mistakes. The Gemara spent a lot of time on this. It's a lot of central. You know, Yeshua ben Zeruz. Yeah. What? We've seen it plenty of times. About eating the garini. Yeah? Okay, let's carry on. He never showed Ben Zeruz, Ben Chamiv Shah Bimeir, if not Bimeir. Revere Rebbe. So listen to this. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Zeruz, who's the son of the father in law of Rabbi Meir. In other words, in our language, we'd call him his brother in law, right? So Rabbi Meir's brother in law, Lifnei Rebbe, he's telling Rebbe this. Our Rabbi Meir, about Rabbi Meir, giving Eidut. Shachal ale shel yerek bebeit sha'an. Listen to this. He ate vegetable leaves in Beit Sha'an. Now look at Rashi here. What do you mean ale shel yerek? The third lines of Rashi, the wide lines towards the end. Velo iser. This is the point. He never took truma and maser. He ate the vegetables without truma and maser. Just one little bit of background. The Torah says for Truma and Maaser, right? It says V'dagan Tirosh V'tzarecha, right? The V'midoraita, you take Truma and Maaser from produce that grow in the land, like the wheats and the grains, from wine and from oil. That's Doraita. The Rabbanan, we also take Truma and Maaser from fruits and vegetables. But you remember, it's the Rabbanan, not a Doraita. So the question now is, if in and it's only it's mitzvot hakliot ba'aretz, right? It's mitzvot that's specific to the land of Israel. So in Israel we have doraita is dagan tosh v'yitzar, derabanan is vegetables and fruits. The question in chutz la'aretz, or not chutz la'aretz, let's say, but like parts of the land on the borders of Israel, which could be considered Eretz Israel, where they were gozer nonetheless to do truma and maaser. Are you gozer the derabanan as well, or only the doraita? You with me? In other words, if it's on the dagan tosh v'yitzar, let's say everybody agrees you were gozer, but are you gozer also on yerek and truma and peirot? That's what's going on over here. So now he gives eidut that Rabbi Meir in Beit Sha'an. Now it seems like Beit Sha'an is a bordered area, like we saw Akkor as well. Remember we had before in Akkor and Beit Sha'an, the Golan, these areas. Not necessarily part of Eretz Yisrael. I'm not actually sure why Beit Sha'an isn't, because it's Mevel Yarden. I'm not sure why, to be honest with you. I can't understand why. Maybe when you can find a note there. But he says that in Beit Sha'an, maybe Beit Sha'an is not where we know Beit Sha'an today. Maybe Beit Sha'an is on the other side of the Yarden. I don't know. If you go, I'll be honest with you, I didn't spend too much time looking at it, unfortunately. I should have. If anybody can find anything there, written there about Beit Sha'an, it'll be, share it with us. Okay, so let's carry on in the meantime. So he says in Beit Sha'an, and he didn't do Tshuva Maaser. Right? So as a result of this guy giving Eidut, look what the Gemara says. Right? He says, and to accept him Psachim, he says, Vehiti Rebbe at Beit Sha'an Kula Al Yado. Rebbe says, you know what? Beit Sha'an, Mutar Lagamre, no Tshuva Maaser. Right, so Rashi says, "Al pi edut shelo et Beit Sha'an kula." Look at Rashi et Beit Sha'an kula. Lechol yerek shela uperot ha'ilan betivlan tevel. Eat it, go wild. She says like this, Rashi. Kesal kedatach, Rabbi Meir, love Eretz Yisraeli. You think Rabbi Meir Eretz Yisraeli? Umaser dagan bechutz laaretz u noheg b'rabana, and maser dagan, right? Hoyil ube'eres doraita. Because the Eretz Yisrael, Dagan is Doraita. Aval, Maser Yerek, but vegetables. The Be'eretz Gufei Drabana, which themselves Eretz Yisrael and Drabana. Lo Gazru Midi B'chutz Laretz. No, nothing was done. De'im Eretz Yisrael he, Afa, he says like this, in this interesting way. He says, if Rabbi Meir was from Eretz Yisrael, in other words, he's eating in Israel, Afa Gadri Meir V'Rebi Achar Churban Havu. So you might think, ach, there's not really any proof. Because maybe this is after the Churban. And after the Churban, we don't have to worry about Tshuva Maaser even in Israel. He says, no. Ha-Kaimelan, we paskin la halocha, dagan d'oraita v'erik rabbanan, de kedusha achrona de Ezra. That is a big machlok, we know that, right? That the kedusha of Ezra was kitcha af latid lavo. The kedusha stayed. So the first kedusha when they came in with Yeshua was kitcha l'sha'ata, lo kitcha latid lavo. And it was a one-off for that while they were there. Once they were sent to do Galut, they lost the Kedusha. But when Ezra came back to Israel, we've got Kitcha Latid Lavo as well. Kitani Hiti Rebbe at Beit Sha'an. The proof is that the fact that Rebbe was Matir Beit Sha'an, right, Kula, Michlal, from there we see the Shar Mekomot, Noheg Bahem. That in the rest of Israel there were Noheg, Tshuva Maaser. So don't think for 1 second, says Rashi, that they were Vatl altogether after the Galut. No. The Tshuva Maaser stayed in Israel, right? And we see that, and therefore Beit Sha'aniyah was the border case. Let's go back into the Gemara. So now Chavru Alav Chavu Beit Aviv. So now Rabbi Meir's whole family conspired up against Rebbe here. Right? He says Amrulo, or maybe Rebbe's whole family conspired up against him here. Who's the Chavrulo Beit Aviv? Is it Rebbe's whole family or Rebbe's family, eh? Yeah, Amrulo Makom Shavotecha. Yeah, makes sense. Makom Shavotecha, Vavot Avotecha, Nagubo Yisur. Rebbe says to Rebbe, what are you doing over here? Your family and your parents and their parents, all Boisur, yeah, with regard to Beit Sha'an. Atat, Yogwehete, you come in and make a matir. So Darish then Mikrazias. Rebbe brings a pasuk. It's like this. Vechitet, Nachash Nachosh, Nashasa Moshe. Right? Here we're speaking over here about Chizkiyahu, the Melech Yudah, right? That he destroyed the Nachash Nachoshet. That Hashem had made, that Moshe made during the plague. Because Amishah started serving Avodah Zorah, they were breaking, bringing sacrifices. By Yikralu Nechoshtan, they called him Nechoshtan, they called it a god. So now the Gemara says there, Efshar ba Asa v'lo bi'aro ba Yishlam v'lo bi'aru, because Asa and Yehoshaphat, they came and cleaned up all the Avodah Zorah. V'lo kol Avodah Zorah shebolam Asa v'yoshat bi'aru. They destroyed it all. And Rebbe says to them, so how come they left this nechosh nechoshet? Ela, makom henichu lo avotav litgader bo. Rebbe says, why? Look at Rashi. The Asa and Yoshafat, they take left the time for Chizkiyahu. He says, kishyavo b'neinu achareinu, im lo yimtzu ma letakein. If we fix everything, then what's going to be there for our children to do when they come after us? Bamei yigdal shmam, how will they make a name for themselves? And Rashi says, litgader means lehitgadel. Right? He says, Afani, Rebbe says to me, so too, Makom enichu li avotai, because the fact that my fathers and forefathers didn't do it, they left me this, right? They left me place to make a name for myself as well. Okay, finish up over here.